Kyle Shanahan, though, and how everybody talks about him, is exactly where Andy Reid was prior to winning his first ring. We all knew Andy Reid was a really good head coach, but everybody was like, but the clock management stuff, and he can't win the big one, and, you know, I'm not sure, and he's making some mistakes. And what's the conversation around Kyle Shanahan? We all think he's a really good head coach. Inexplicably did not understand the overtime rules. Just didn't admit that he screwed up last year, even though clearly he did. He's gotten to multiple NFC title games. He's been to multiple Super Bowls. Hasn't got the ring. Even as a coordinator, everybody will mention the, even though I think that one's a bit unfair, will mention the 28-3, even though he was the offensive coordinator that put him up 28-3.
It does feel like a weird thing to put on him. We don't put that on any other offense or defense
coordinator.
Totally with
you, but some people will. And so I think he's exactly where Andy Reid was prior to the win. All it'll take, and hopefully it's not this year, but like, Kyle Shanahan wins one ring, and all of a sudden, all that other stuff doesn't matter, and everybody starts, he really is. I think it's
Why do you think Mike Tomlin gets to coast?
Yeah.
He's been a coach for 18 years. When was the last time Mike Tomlin was in an AFC title game? Like, just an AFC title game.
Yeah, like someone here says Andy
10 years? I mean,
like,
I don't know.
Here's the perfect example. Someone texts in, says Andy Reid sucked in Philadelphia.
He did not suck in Philly.
He went to four NFC title games?
He had a pretty
went to a Super Bowl.
And went to a Super Bowl, obviously. That was the TO year. That's what I'm saying. That text to me is the perfect example of what I mean. That's how people are talking about Kyle Shanahan until he wins one. Like, we think he's smart. We think he's good, but like, he's made too many mistakes in the playoffs. He hasn't been able to get over the hump.
2017, I think, Cody, was the last Steelers team to make it.
This is the problem with like nuance that we're talking about that is really hard to understand. Andy Reid also makes mistakes. But do you know what makes it a lot easier to cover for those mistakes, Gold? You know what makes it significantly easier to cover for a mistake? Having Patrick Mahomes. That's the part that makes it easier to cover for those things. And that we're just ignoring sometimes as a part of the conversation. Andy Reid took Donovan McNabb's a perfectly fine quarterback. But I'll just be honest with you. Look at his career numbers. Look at what he did. He is essentially, or at that time, was like the 10th best quarterback or the 11th best quarterback. He was how we viewed Derek Carr in his prime, Gold, right? I mean, he was just like a dude. He's a pretty good dude. He was a pretty good player in the league. But he got him to four AFC title games. Look, for Shanahan, probably what it'll take is getting the guy. And I don't know which version of Brock Purdy will inevitably be. He's gotten better and better, but we didn't say he won a Super Bowl in Philly. He said he went to a Super Bowl.
The same person texted and said Andy never won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. Again, that's my exact comparison, is that Kyle Shanahan has not won a Super Bowl.
He's saying if he wins one, then conversation over.
Yes.
That's my argument for Tomlin.
Yeah.
He won a Super Bowl 18 years ago? Was it year one or year two for Tomlin he won the Super Bowl? Nobody talks about Tomlin like he stinks. People do be like, Shanahan's overrated. Guy's a fraud. I do not feel that way about Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. Same thing I said about...
And he screwed up in a huge way with the overtime decision.
Huge.
He tried to explain it away in overtime, getting the ball first. You screwed up. And they tried to come up with this weird explanation why. They didn't adjust to the new rule, and they screwed up. It was a complete mental lapse. It's inexcusable. Doesn't mean he's a terrible football coach.
No. Same thing that I said earlier about Dennis Allen. If I had to start a franchise, he'd be like second to last on my entire list. If you made you start right now, and you got to choose from anybody who's available. Offensive coordinator, to coach the Chiefs, not named Andy Reid.
Yeah, so number one would be Sean McVay still.
Okay.
Number two would be Kevin O'Connell. Number three would be Kyle Shanahan.
Okay.
Number four would be Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fairly easy list when you start compromising it. And I'm with you on O'Connell at this point because... it's undeniable at this point. He's doing like Kyle Shanahan thinks. The other part about this is Kyle Shanahan has gotten his team in the AFC Championship, gotten his team to Super Bowls, and he's been doing with like Jimmy G and Brock Purdy, who's I think gotten a lot better, but like he's not doing this with stars. He took Alex Smith to some playoff, that was Harbaugh, but he's been a competitive coach is the point. And he seemingly has made, he even won some games with Nick Mullins, He'll just make it kind of work. That, to me, is usually the sign of a good coach. That even if you got kind of a mediocre quarterback like Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell there in Minnesota, you will make some special things happen.
913-586-7965. Someone from the 316 says, how do you feel about Super Bowl winning coach Doug Peterson? If you're trying to ask me, would I rather have Doug Peterson or Kyle Shanahan? Kyle Shanahan. But that's my point in the whole example. It's not just about it's not just about winning the ring. I'm saying that Kyle Shanahan is already a really good head coach, but for some people it will take him winning a ring to give him the proper respect. So Doug Peterson has the ring, and so some people are like, oh, well then he must just be better. It's not that's not true. Andy Reid was always the same coach he is now. He's evolved, but Andy Reid was always a really freaking good head coach. He just couldn't get over the hump in Philly. And then once he won it here, everybody's like, well, now he has a chance to be the greatest coach of all time.
What a shift, by the way. He went from best coach to never win it. He was Dan Marino of head coaches, right? Like, God, we all think he's a great coach. Man's never going to win it. To he could go down as the single greatest coach of all time.
He could.
How close does he have to get on the rings too? Same. He's at three. Unless you count
for coach, I think you. I mean, you
I mean, think Andy's got
to
be
for
closer.
Coach. You might just have to get there, and wins have to get there.
Six?
Yeah, for
same
coach.
Thing. I don't think it. I,
like, I think for coach even more close, than player though, because
half of his career he had to do Donovan McNabb.
I understand.
Hitting a Tom Brady for 20.
I hear you, and the perception will be in Andy's favor anyway because he's going to end his career winning a ton, whereas Belichick lost down. Andy will win on top, you know, go out on top. But like the conversation with players. Mahomes can have less rings with Brady, and we can all just use our eyes and be like, okay, he's just better. A coach, like, I have to have accolades. I have to have the rings and the wins.
But there's a simple logical explanation for why Bill Belichick would finish with more rings, and it's that Andy Reid, let's just call him a 20-year head coach. He's been coaching a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick, right? 25-year head coaches for both of them. Let's just write it down. For 12 of those 25 years, he had Donovan McNabb or other nonsensical Kevin Cobb, Michael Vick, whatever quarterbacks. And for the other half, he had one of the single greatest quarterbacks of all time. And during that time, he just won a whole bunch of rings. Did nothing but win them. And then on the flip side, Bill Belichick, for his whole coaching career, got one of the two greatest quarterbacks of all time.
No,
I mean,
and that's why the narrative,
I can explain the rings away, no problem, and Belichick be like, Andy's a better coach.
But that's why the narrative will be on Andy Reid's side when he retires from the public. If Bill Belichick comes back next year and coaches and takes the Giants, to a Super Bowl, then obviously it's a different conversation. That like ends the conversation.
Yes, it does. Do assistant ring coach rings count?
I mean,
he's got one
in this
Packers.
Conversation. Personally, I would say no.
Okay.
I think that's where Belichick, in a way, I mean, if you want to protect his legacy, he shouldn't come back, because if he does come back and they stink, all of a sudden the GOAT conversation is, well, you didn't have Brady and you were not very good. Where
again,
Andy has had success outside of just, as you said, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that's probably it.